give you hope. Jesus want all of the gun smoke. He coming and he gonna be cutthroat.
Yeah, yeah. We're back. Okay, and what do you love about Vancouver?
What's not to love about Vancouver? The entire region is the most beautiful place that I've ever seen in the world. And the best part is everything is 5 minutes away from you. And when I say everything, I mean all the beautiful lakes, all the beautiful hikes, all the mountains, and all the adventures you can find. And what I really, really enjoy is you could walk in the middle of what seems to be a forest.
Yes.
Like completely in the middle of nowhere, but you're actually inside Burnaby.
Right.
You know, like a big, big city.
Yes.
Which is something that I've never seen anywhere else before.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Edmonton, if you go to a park, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty far away from
open,
where you live.
Right, yes. Yeah. And here everything's like right there. Yeah,
everything is
so
there.
Tell me about some of your hikes. Where have you gone? Like,
I think that there is this hike that I keep thinking about. I never finished it, but it's still in my mind.
Okay.
It is the Chief in Squamish.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. They've got a few different like levels, I think, right?
So, yeah. We got to the first level and we gave up.
Okay.
So we were not prepared for it at all. When we went to this hike, we went for a nice walk in the nature.
Yes.
And we didn't know that it's going to be all about stairs and we will climb such a steep mountain.
It just kept going. Yeah, steeper and steeper, that one. Yes, I've done that one. And it's, yeah. Yeah, the climbing, kind of surprised me as well.
For sure. Yeah. So this one I'm going to have to attempt again.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the one that got away.
Yes.
But generally, there are beautiful, beautiful hikes all around Port Moody.
Port Moody.
Yeah, the Port Moody area, right where Bunsen Lake is, and right where White Pine Beach is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible.
Amazing. Okay, now let's talk about Charlotte Cardin. How did you hear her?
So first, I had no idea she's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking she's this French artist from Europe. And I was really enjoying her music. And then when I found out that she's from here, from Montreal, I was shocked.
Wow.
I started listening to all her songs. I discovered her a little bit more than, you know, just on the surface. And right now, she's one of my most favorite artists.
Right.
She's independent, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
She's doing everything on her own, and I have a lot of respect for that.
Yes. And you said you know a little bit of French. Give it to me.
I can pretend like I speak very good French.
Oh, oui, oui, oui. All right. This song's called Main Girl.
I'm the call at one, but you just wanna visit. I'm the call for some kind of like an exit to your main girl, to your main girl, to your main girl. I'm the call at two, but I know you never ask, cause I've been the one you assume will last. Past your main girl, past your main girl, past your main girl. Now I'm just a pretty face, who can help you? Just a pretty face. Baby, come and walk my way. Who's your main girl? Who's your main girl? Who's your main girl? When it comes to four, I'm not there anymore. I'm in Technicolor painting life before your main girl. Your main girl, this insane world. So now I'm just a pretty face. Who can help you? Just a pretty face. Who can help? Don't leave me.
Yeah, Maine Girl on CJSF. Thank you so much for tuning in and visiting the Wham Bam East Van Show. Our special guest is Maria Shah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and she is a YouTuber, so I want to ask her for some YouTube tips. So for people starting out at YouTube, like, how did you start?
So I was looking for work. I wasn't looking to start a channel. Mm-hmm. I was switching careers right as the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. And nobody wanted to hire junior developers. Mm-hmm. I was switching from graphic design to software development. Mm-hmm. So I thought that maybe if I'll start a nice channel and I'll show my extremely well presentational skills, some potential employers may give me a nice chance. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's going to give me a nice advantage.
Yes.
When I'm applying for jobs. And somehow people found out about this channel and really enjoyed it and started sharing it. And even now I'm not really marketing much.
Right.
I'm barely on social media. Uh-huh. It's fantastic how I see my colleagues spend a lot of time, spend a lot of effort advertising their stuff everywhere around the web. And I end up with an incredible audience that does it for me.
Amazing.
Very proud of it.
Yay. Yes. So anyone starting out on YouTube, I noticed you have some amazing lighting. So
Thank you. Let's talk
about the lights. What do you use for lighting?
It's a $30 Amazon regular light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those rings, is it?
Yep, one of those rings. And in the middle, it has a stand. So essentially, when you're starting a YouTube channel, you don't really need to have the best equipment in the world. Mm-hmm. Don't try to compare yourself to large-scale channels, right? Because you would see someone like Linus Tech Tips, mm-hmm. right? It's a very, very popular channel here in Vancouver as well.
Yes.
And you would see their videos, and you assume that your videos should look the same.
Right.
But Linus Tech Tips, they have a very big team of professionals.
Of course,
each of them is a professional in their own field.
Right.
One of them is good at lighting. The other one is really, really good at sound. So it's not a one-person operation.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to be like them.
Right.
My best tip that I can give to anyone who has a YouTube channel or who's planning to have a YouTube channel, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a terrible tip because it's pretty obvious, but this is the most difficult thing, at least for me,
mm-hmm.
Since I started this channel, because you always try to be like somebody else. Mm-hmm. You always see someone, you like what they do, and you see that they get more views, they get more attention,
mm-hmm.
but if you'll be like them, you lose everything.
Yes.
Everything special about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your audience can see it.
Right.
They can see that you're not being genuine.
Ah.
So be yourself. Don't aim too high. Aim for what you are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, improve a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to have huge improvements mm-hmm. in every single video.
Right.
But your audience will appreciate it over time. So I'll give you me as an example.
Yes.
My first few videos, I did not even have a camera. Nobody's seen how I look like. Everyone just heard my voice, my thick Russian accent.
What? Really? Your first?
Yeah, my first few videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're nothing. Just
audio.
Screenshots. Audio.
And that's it.
Yeah, a screenshot of my computer. That's it.
Oh, I see.
Later on, I found out how I can turn my phone mm-hmm. into a camera.
Right. And that's what I'm using. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can transmit directly from my phone into my computer, and I can record it at the same time using software like OBS Studio, which is free.
Okay.
So you don't need to have a big investment. Try something. Mm-hmm. See if it works.
Yes.
If you have some incredible advices to give in whichever field you're an expert in, go ahead, try it. Maybe you'll find your niche.
Mm-hmm.
But YouTube has a really nice recommendation algorithm.
Yes.
So if you're starting on YouTube, and even if you're not advertising anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
you might be able to grow your audience just through YouTube's recommendation system.
Okay. And I know we're not there's something in your videos that I really like, that I'm drawn to, is your microphone. It's got lights on it. and I love lights. So tell me where you got your microphone.
It's a HyperX RGB microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I think also Amazon.
Amazon.
You'd be surprised how many Amazon deliveries we get.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Yes. Okay, cool. So we're going to play this song called Marina Maximilian's Hurricane. Tell me about this lady.
So this is probably my favorite singer, mm-hmm. all-time favorite singer.
Of all time.
She has an amazing voice, and she's made attempts in the past to become famous worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how it didn't work. I have no idea how she's not in every single radio station and every single show. But she found her niche in Hebrew, in Israel. Mm. She's also an immigrant. She also immigrated to Israel from somewhere in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Ukraine or Russia somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she was featured in, how do you call this show? This talent show that you come and you sing. Yeah. Original A Star is Born
show. Yeah.
And ever since I've heard her voice, and it was like 20 years ago, maybe, it was a very long time ago. Ever since I heard her voice, I fell in love. And this song that you guys are about to hear is the best song in the world, period.
Let's hear it.
Take me as far as it can get. That place again. Take me where stiff becomes velvet, our clothes are soaking wet. Please take me to that place again, the place we all know that. Take me, I'll train my mind.
Yeah, so that one kind of reminded me of the Celine Dion kind of feel, kind of vibe. Yes.
She's definitely a diva.
The diva, exactly. Okay. So, yeah, we only have a few minutes here. And, what were we going to talk about? We're going to talk about...
The things I didn't want to talk about, which is sitting on a couch, watching TV.
Exactly. What are you watching these days? Yes.
And I'm warning you, if you watch a single episode, you'll be addicted. So this is a disclaimer.
Okay? Yeah, no worries.
I am really into Gold Rush. I think I watched almost all the seasons. I'm down to the last season, and I cannot stop because it's incredible. Mm. It is a reality show about gold mining.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, not gold mining of, you know, regular people. Mm. It's a gold mining of professionals.
Oh.
So heavy-duty machinery, heavy-duty equipment, how to get some claims and grounds in the Yukon. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. You are learning a profession as you're watching. So I'm entirely addicted. I can't stop.
Okay. So that's what's happening with Maria these days. Okay.
It's my dark secret.
Yes. All right. Now, if people want to watch your show, where could they go on YouTube?
So just type Python Simplified on YouTube and you're going to find me right away.
Right.
It's not something that a lot of people type, I'm assuming.
Right, yeah.
So all roads lead to Rome. You can find me on my website, which is pythonsimplified.org. You can find me on Twitter at MariaShah888 or Maria Simplified, and also on LinkedIn. It's MariaShah888, I believe.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and we're going to end with Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. This is a cover by Leave Those Kids Alone. And I believe some of the members are from Ontario, so they are Canadian. The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up, so stay tuned for that. And we'll catch you all next week. Bye!
nothing to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
All my life I've seen this. Machines.